Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Suddenly, Britain might yet consider undoing its momentous decision to quit the EU, which it took a decade ago. It comes as the ruling Labour Party is in the throes of a potential change in Prime Minister, and two of the would-be replacements of Keir Starmer have openly said that Brexit was a major mistake. But Ireland has been one of the big winners from the distance that Britain voluntarily put between itself and its biggest trading partner. Despite that, trade was up 5.6% to just over €100 billion last year alone. So should we encourage the Brits to rejoin? Eddie Cullen is the president of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce and sitting in front of me. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Has Ireland benefited from Brexit with all those kind of white collar workers coming over here to stay in the European Union market?
Yeah, well, look, as the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, our role is to promote trade between Britain or the United Kingdom and Ireland. And I think in a world where there's not a lot of good news at the moment, we can safely say that the trade between Britain and Ireland is actually a good news story. You've touched on it there. But actually, what I think would interest a lot of people is that the joint trade between Britain and Ireland has grown substantially since 2016 and, in fact, since 2020. The total joint trade between Britain and Ireland is now €150 billion.
When you say joint trade, imports and exports.
And that means it's grown both for Britain in terms of their sales to Ireland and Ireland for their sales, our sales to the United Kingdom. And I think by around 40% in total since 2020.
And that's despite the nightmarish red tape that was introduced from 2020.
That is despite everything. And I think, you know, to be fair, credit needs to be given where it's due. So a lot of politicians and civil servants in Ireland, the EU and the United Kingdom worked very hard to make sure that trade is as frictionless as it can be. There's more to be done. But to be honest, whilst the British Irish Chamber absolutely lobbied against Brexit, and once Brexit was a fact, we lobbied to ensure that everything was done to make trade as frictionless as possible. We don't obsess about going back to a world where Britain joins the EU, because that's not on anyone's horizon as far as we can see.
Despite the fact that your members would benefit from it.
Well, absolutely. And to be clear, both our members and the clients that I work with in my day job in Interpath Ireland would all prefer if we didn't have Brexit. But sometimes you just have to accept where the world is at and what we don't see any politician in the United Kingdom moving towards a rejoining scenario.
You don't see them, even though
this side of 2030. Well, we can only take what we hear them say, and our focus is on the fact that actually, despite everything that's happened, trade has grown and continues to grow, and we'll work with our members.
And what about my original question of have we benefited from Brexit, i.e. with companies coming over here, settling here because they wanted to remain within the single market?
Yeah, well, look, I think Ireland has done well generally, you know, since 2020, since Brexit happened. Everybody knows the economy has grown strongly on a number of fronts. And yes, we have seen across a number of sectors, if I look at my own sector, professional services, in the accountancy sphere, in the legal sphere, we've seen plenty of firms come to Dublin and create really good jobs in Ireland. But I think, you know, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the UK, Ireland is the UK's fourth largest trading partner.
Which is a substantial statement.
And
to
many
make.
People don't get that point, actually. And the UK has a substantial trade surplus with Ireland, actually, which what we see when we deal with politicians in the UK.
So we buy more from them than they.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And particularly in the services area, but also in the goods area, obvious areas like oil, gas, and electricity, people will know about. But services, the trade surplus in services is quite substantial. So I think it's important to reflect that the trading between Ireland and Britain is a good news story, despite everything that's gone on in the last number of years.
Okay, well, let's imagine a scenario in a few years where Reform UK wins a British general election. They are going to undo a lot of the goodwill and little incremental steps that you've been speaking about that the politicians and the civil servants have carried out over the last few years. And they're going to try to create more friction between Britain and Ireland.
Well, look, it's difficult to predict the future, right? But what can we say?
Well, based on the current polls, Reform UK are going to romp home.
What we can say and what we've experienced in the last, you know, the British Arts Chamber was founded in 2011, right, on the back of the Queen's visit here. There was huge enthusiasm, and the relationship between Ireland and Britain was in really good state at that point. And as everybody knows, in the intervening 15 years, we've had ups and we've had downs. It dipped a little bit. It dipped, but I come back to the point that the trade and the business being done between people in Ireland and the UK kept on keeping on. And I think whoever is in charge, be it in Ireland and Britain, people will focus on the fact that business needs to be done. And that needs to be protected. As I've said a few moments ago, trade is hugely important.
So if you had a Sinn Féin government here, a very nationalist government here, and reform in the UK, you're quietly confident that still business will be okay?
I think so. I think what we saw through the whole Brexit drama in Ireland was a significant political consensus across all parties as to how it should be approached, whether it was the open border with Northern Ireland, the common travel area, and all those things. I think there's a good political consensus, and I think that should be maintained.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming in. I know you've got some sort of gala dinner tomorrow evening.
We do indeed. Yeah. Our annual gala dinner in the Mansion House tomorrow night with 500 business leaders gathered to celebrate. That's that great trading success.
Thanks for coming in, Eddie. That's Eddie Cullen, the president of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.